Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. I think, you know, the personality of the receiver room and this team in general, everyone gets along. And that's what's so great about team sport is that, you know, when you have that camaraderie, when you have that, I guess, support of one another, you allow yourself for more success. And, you know, for us three, it's definitely, you know, friendly competition. We push each other to be better. But we have fun in the locker room, and that's what you have to have is that balance, and then we definitely have it.
And how about, like, advice for another about, hey, I saw him doing this, or, hey, you did this. I mean, is that happened too?
Yeah, yeah, in the film room, you know, not afraid to point out things that we need to work on, you know, within the room itself, not just us three, but the whole room. And I think, you know, we got a lot of depth at this position. And, you know, the best attribute about us is we'd be able to push ourselves and push each other to be better. And I think we're allowing ourselves to grow in camp here.
What's more of a challenge with the speed that you guys are running? Is it the physical part of it to keep it winning stuff, or the mental to be thinking at all times?
It is both. You know, you got to condition your mind, you got to condition your body, and it takes time for both. I think, you know, with the offseason we had, with training camp now, we're doing that. I think we're getting a lot, you know, mentally stronger. We're getting a lot physically endurance, so we can last for longer periods of time. And that's something we got to keep working on, because it could really be to our advantage for the season.
Are there enough passes to go around with as talented of receivers as you guys have?
Oh, of course. You know, I don't think, you know, it doesn't come down to numbers game for us. It comes down to WRL, and that Super Bowl ring is, you know, the eye and prize at the end. And I think we understand that in certain game plans, certain coverages, there's going to be, you know, different catches for everybody. So our focus is to make sure that we get open and we make the play when the opportunity presents itself.
In some regards, this is a game week, I guess. You guys got the big scrimmage coming up on Saturday. Kind of nice to have something new to look forward to.
Definitely. You always have those short-term goals to reach for in camp, and I think the scrimmage is a fun time to get out in front of the fans, be at the stadium, and be able to just, you know, kind of have that routine of game day.
6 days into camp, you feeling the grind at all just yet?
You know, it's nice with the new CBA, the day off, so you come back refreshed today, but you can definitely feel it, you know, when the days get longer and you're here till 9:30 and you're watching a lot of film. But that's what it takes, I think, to really, you know, catch up and play good football come September.
Training camp's old hat for you. Monte Ball just told us that he had a tour of the stadium and got goosebumps. You get a kick out of kind of seeing the rookies walk around with giant eyes.
The big guys?
This is all new.
Yeah, oh, of course, you know. And I remember I was there, too, myself, rookie year. I think it becomes real, you know, once you get to the field, once you see all the fans, you know, that you really have made it to the NFL, and it's a humbling experience. I think that just makes you want to play better and want to play, I guess, stronger for your team and for your fans, because, again, this is a sport that we play since we're a kid, and it's something that, you know, you got to appreciate while you're in the league.
What have you seen from these young wide receivers? Anyone
that stand out to you? Yeah, they all are quick, fast, and they bust their butts. And that's the biggest attribute of any rookie, is that he'll be coachable and he'll work hard, and that's what we got in the room. And those guys have really pushed us all to get better, you know, as far as route running, as far as making plays in the ball. And I've seen a lot of, you know, progression from all of them throughout camp.
Camp any different as a married man this year versus a single man?
It's been the same, you know, just got some nice hardware. Looking for the other ring this season. But, no, it's good to have, I guess, call her the rock, you know, have that woman in your life that, you know, when you're around guys all day, you can have someone else to talk to about.
Cook for you.
About your day. Sure. Exactly.
When's the show start? Next week?
No, it's going to be end of September.
Okay. Yeah. How fun was that?
It was fun. You know, it was definitely a new and different experience. And, you know, there's just like football, there's going to be, you know, little bumps in the road. But overall, it was a fun thing to do. You know, our crew was really cool, and just to capture really those moments that you almost forget about, because it goes by so fast at your wedding. So I'm excited to see it, and hopefully everybody else is too.
When does season two start?
I don't know. I don't think it hasn't been a topic of conversation.
Okay. You expect some ribbing once it starts airing?
Of course.
Boys?
Yeah. I can already imagine it being up in the team room and, you know, having some jokes being passed around, but I need that from the start.
It's two fan bases colliding, really. There's probably her side, like, just know you as Jesse James' husband, right?
That's what I expect, you know. And she's really the main character. She's hilarious, you know. She's just real, and I'm kind of, you know, my expressions or what's on the show is just laughing at her and just watching her be funny. So it's a good dynamic, and it's fun just to, again, the road to the altar is pretty neat.
Thank you.